Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
By the way, we got a lot of good reaction to our special at Hofstra on Wednesday morning. And just in case you're interested, that show is videotaped for television, and part of it will air this weekend. It'll be on CUNY TV, Channel 75, on the New York City cable systems, Saturday morning at 10 and Sunday night at 11, if you want to see me and the great students who spoke up and our guests at the Hofstra event on Wednesday. Now, from hot dogs to bean burritos to grilled chicken with yellow rice, sometimes New York City's tastiest food isn't at a fancy restaurant, but rather at a street corner near you. And tomorrow, five of the best street vendors in the city will compete in a cook-off for the fourth annual Vendy Awards, a fundraiser to support the Street Vendor Project of the Urban Justice Center. Urban Justice is a not-for-profit that represents food and merchandise vendors in the city. So who's the cream of the crop in the Big Apple? Well, let's talk about tomorrow's savory samplings with a few of the Vendy Award finalists. Joining us now are Jesse Vendley, co-owner of Calexico Carne Asada at Worcester and Prince Street, Fazia Abdurrahman of Heavenly Delights at 161st Street and Sheridan Avenue in the Bronx, and Mohammed Rahman of Quick Meal at 45th Street and 6th Avenue in Manhattan. Jesse, Fazia, Mohammed, welcome to WNYC. Hi there.
Hi. Hey, how you doing?
Jesse, your name is really Vendley?
It is, yeah. It's we keep hearing about what a weird coincidence that is, but yeah, Vendley.
So Mr. Vendley might win a Vendy Award. And let's talk about the competition. Five finalists in the Serious Eats category, but also a new dessert category has been introduced. So I think this is unfair for those of you who serve real food that you have to compete against dessert. You think so, Fazia?
I think it's a good twist to the whole food repertoire.
Oh, that's very, very generous of spirit of you. So let's see. Tell us about what you sell. Fazia, we'll stay with you. Heavenly Delights, people who are commonly in the 161st Street and Sheridan Avenue area in the Bronx,
yeah,
know you. What do you serve?
Well, on a daily basis, I do jerk chicken. Like today, on today's menu, I have a jerk chicken, grilled fish. I'm doing a curry, a vegetarian curry chicken, rice and beans, cannellini beans with mustard greens. And of course, I'm having my wonderful, famous banana pudding.
Wow, that all sounds so good. Could you move from Sheridan Avenue to near 160 Varick Street? Because that's where we are, you know, and I'd really like to taste your food.
You know, it's such a, you know, I'm enjoying where I am right now. It's a nice big happy family, and I think I want to stay here. I've been here for 13 years, and it's wonderful.
All right, digging in on Bronx Pride.
yeah.
Jesse Vendley, co-owner of Calexico Carne Asada at Worcester and Prince Street in Lower Manhattan. I can walk over to you pretty easily. What would I find?
Yeah, you're gonna find. Tacos, burritos, quesadillas, tamales, a wide array of border cuisine, as we call it.
What Calexico means, right?
Yeah, Calexico is the name itself is a mashup of California and Mexico. It also happens to be a town on the border of Mexico where my family's from. So it's where we're from. It also describes our food.
All right. And so what's your own favorite dish of yours?
Well, I got to go with the carne asada. That's like our secret family recipe. We're real proud of that one.
And Mohammed Rahman, Quick Meal, 45th Street and 6th Avenue. What can I find there?
My menu is there's a lot of things. Okay, chicken, lamb, falafel, Turkish shrimp, and daily special fish. And chicken I make on a pita bread roll and serve over the rice, the same lamb on a pita bread or over the rice plate, falafel, and the vegetables same as on a pita bread or over the rice with mixed vegetables.
Sounds really good. Now, I understand you have some competition there because another finalist in the Vendee Awards, Biryani Cart, is just a block away from you, right?
Right, yeah, he's beside me, yeah. We know each other a long time, yeah.
Do you find, though, that with a cart, your customer base is super localized? In other words, people from the businesses just on that one block come to you, next block maybe go to Biryani Cart. Is it that local?
Yeah, they're local, yeah.
Jesse, how about in Lower Manhattan? Because there are, you know, there are probably a lot of carts down in Soho there, right?
There are a lot of carts, yeah. I mean, we definitely have our you know, loyal customers. But, you know, people have heard about us, and we find that some people actually make a special trip. You know, I'll say I've made a special trip to go up to Muhammad's Cart a couple times, a quick meal cart, and that's just fantastic. So people do move around. You haven't made it up to the Bronx yet, but I intend to. That sounds great.
You shouldn't praise the competition, you know.
You know what? We're fans of street food. We're not just purveyors of it. So,
are there advantages, Fawzia, to being, you know, a street vendor as opposed to a restaurant? You probably somewhere in the back of your mind, you aspire to own a restaurant.
Yes, eventually. Right now, it's a low overhead, and I don't really have to worry about all the other things that a regular restaurant would have to deal with. So, you know, for right now, I'm in my comfort zone.
Muhammad, are you finding any impact from these tough economic times and the financial crisis? Are you losing any business, gaining any business?
Actually, I'm not losing. I'm gaining because my prices is start from $2.50 up to $8. So everybody can come here. I'm very fine. I think I'm better than before even because of my price.
You guys both finding the same thing? When times get tough, people go out of the restaurants and over to you?
We definitely are. Calexico, we've noticed a big increase in guys in suits that have been coming to the cart. And that's the truth. That wasn't really happening before.
Fawzia?
I think the food carts, we are definitely a fresh air to your pocketbooks because, like with myself, I try to bring very wholesome meal at a very reasonable price. You know, so I think people do come to the food carts because it's a little less expensive than the restaurant.
Yeah. Now, Muhammad, you said your range is from $2.50 to $8. So I want to know, what's your haute cuisine? What do you serve for $8 at the top of your menu item list at Quick Meal?
Okay, $8, I serve chicken and lamb mixed dish. This is a big dish. It's about good for two people, or it's very good for one person. And it's a decent dish, chicken and lamb with the salad, sauce, and rice. It's a complete dish one.
Fawzia, what's your most expensive dish?
My most expensive dish is $7.50, and that's a large plate. And that would consist of jerk chicken, a cabbage, or like today I'm having a cannellini beans with mustard greens. Sometimes I have a collard greens, and a rice and peas, and a green salad.
Right.
And it's like Muhammad said, it's big enough for more than one person. So two people could easily eat off of that for $7.50.
Yeah, and you get a salad with everything else, huh? Now, again, you guys will be battling in a cook-off tomorrow for this year's Vendee Awards, and the public is invited to go. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right.
At 3 o'clock, this is for 4 hours, 3 to 7 tomorrow afternoon at the Tobacco Warehouse, as it's called, in Dumbo. I don't think they actually sell tobacco there. Tobacco Warehouse in Dumbo, 3 to 7 tomorrow. And, Jesse, before you go, we did mention at the beginning that the Vendees are really a fundraiser to support the street vendor project of the Urban Justice Center. How does this relate to any issues that you're concerned about?
Well, you know, street vendors are very vulnerable because not having a brick and mortar storefront or something, you know, we're just out there on the street, and it's not uncommon at all for the city to find street vendors for really minor infractions like being 2 inches too close to a cross street. You can get $1,000 fine. That happens every day, and it's really devastating to people who are making the kind of money that street vendors tend to make, which is not all that much. Urban Justice and the Street Vendor Project, they're an advocacy group started by a lawyer that are there to stand up for vendor rights, and we really appreciate what they do.
Anything to add to that, Fauzia?
Yes, you know, I definitely agree with the gentleman before me, because the vendors face many exorbitant charges from charges from the health department that I think is just like really over the top. For for any minor infractions, and I think that needs to be scrutinized a little bit better. And
right.
not being so expensive. Because, like you said, I mean, you know, the prices are very reasonable, and we don't really make that much money for a small minor infraction to cost you $1,000.
Fauzia Abdo-Rahman of Heavenly Delights at 161st Street and Sheridan Avenue in the Bronx. Mohammed Rahman of Quick Meal, 45th and 6th in Manhattan. And Jesse Vendley, co-owner of Calexico Carne Asada at Worcester and Prince Streets in Soho, all finalists in the Vendy Awards. You can join them at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for those finals, the cook-off at the Tobacco Warehouse in Dumbo to benefit the Urban Justice Center. Thanks, all of you. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay tuned.